Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Chris A. from San Diego.
Hey, hi. Hi, I'm Chris, and I am definitely an alcoholic. You do look good, and I am very grateful to be an alcoholic, by the way, whoever that girl, wherever that girl is. And first, I would like to say, as other people said, welcome to the newcomers, all of you people who admitted that you're new. And if you didn't admit it, I welcome anyway. You know, you guys are in the right place. I know if you're like me, you probably are, most of you, I don't know. We're all a bunch of drunks. When I finally got coaxed into getting here, I was afraid. I did not want to get sober. I didn't want to get well. I didn't want to change. I didn't want to join. I'm not a joiner. I'm an isolator. I don't like to join. I don't want you to know who I am. I just like to be around you. I don't want to be you to know me. And I was very skeptical. I was born a skeptic. I believe it. And I was born a very impatient, negative, skeptical. And I think I was probably born an alcoholic. My family tells me that they used to call me the drama queen because I was. And I was a negative person. I still am. I fight that to the day, you know, this day. I was afraid to join this place. I was skeptical that it wouldn't work. I tried all the things that this third chapter, you know, the guy read about. I tried all those things. And it wasn't working for me. I had a career of drinking. I started drinking probably when I was about 20. I was born and raised in Vancouver, Washington, Pacific Northwest, not Canada. And I came down here when I was 21 years old, and I was legal, so I could drink and party and go to new bars. I didn't have to use false ID like I did up in Oregon. And, I could be legal down here, and I could party. And I enjoyed drinking. I loved it. And I drank for 20 years. By the time I got finished drinking, it wasn't working for me anymore. I could not drink enough to get happy. I was just kept drinking and nothing was happening. I was just killing myself. I was literally killing myself. And I didn't know it. I just knew that I was miserable. I was still a functioning alcoholic, you know, as they say. I had a house. I had a husband. I had two kids. I had a job. I went to work, came home, and got drunk. And on the weekends, I really got drunk. So, you know, that's Friday and Saturday are a good reason to go to a meeting for me. Oh, by the way, my sobriety date is January 6th, 1991. So I say that just because I want to let you know it works. If you all will be, I had the main ingredient that I needed to come here, and I was willing. I was willing to feel better. I was afraid. I was afraid to change, afraid of all the stuff. And I was skeptical that this thing would not work for me because nothing else worked, especially alcohol quit working, and nothing was making me happy. Surely not my family, especially not them, and especially not you. I was miserable. I was depressed. I was drinking and taking Prozac, and I was going to a family counselor who I was the only one going to because the rest of my family decided that it was bullshit and they didn't want any part of it. They just abandoned the issue. And I knew that I needed something else, but I didn't think I needed her, but I didn't know what to do. I had no idea. I had no idea that this program was waiting for me. I had no idea that God was waiting for me at this program. And the counselor suggested that I come to AA. And I said, oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. Maybe. And she kept suggesting that I come to AA. And she says, you know, you could take a drink afterward. You can go and drink, but just go. Just go and see, you know. So I thought, well, hey, yeah, maybe I might. That sounds good. I can have some wine after we try it out, you know. But by the grace of God, she suggested, she pounded me and hounded me, and she suggested that I go. Okay, she said, I'll have someone meet you, and you go. And I said, okay. And then I realized I was committed, so I had to go and meet this woman. So it was a Sunday morning. I went with a hangover to the Battery Chargers, my first meeting. Good meeting. That was a good meeting. January 6, 1991, and I haven't had a drink since, by the grace of God. But I believe only because... How much time do I have? I'm okay. Only because I was willing, you know. I wasn't willing to change. I was just willing to feel better. And that was enough. Thank God. Thank God. But I was willing to do what you suggested. I was willing to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I was willing to get a sponsor. I know you heard it all, but it's so true. All the little stupid things keep coming back. Easy does it. I hated all that stuff. But it's so, so true, so meaningful, so get down to it. You know, this program works. I'm so blessed. I went to the... You know, I had a lot of things going on in my life. I've had so many changes. It's been a beautiful journey, up and down, you know. I got divorced in sobriety, got remarried in sobriety. I've been married to a clean and sober alcoholic, recovering alcoholic, for 12, 13 years now. So, you know, life goes on, and I am a changed person, and I never thought I could change. I am the worst when it comes to, you know, changing. I didn't want any of it. I was afraid of it, and I had the willingness to change. I had the willingness to listen to you people. And I don't recommend this to anyone. I got one sponsor. She abandoned me and got drunk. I had another sponsor. She was there for a couple years, and then she moved away. She abandoned me. You know, I have these things, I guess, issues. So I thought, well, I'm just going to... I had a real good friend who was my... she wasn't a sponsor, but I had gotten sober with her. So we decided to sponsor each other. And then, this is when I was 2 years sober, you know. So she decides she had to move to New Jersey. That's like way over across the country. So then I had been going with this guy for 15 months. He was in this program. He broke up with me. Then my dad died. All of these things happened to me when I was about 2 years sober. And I was getting pretty desperate. And my daughter was living with me, who was drinking and using at the time. And I was in big trouble. But I went to meetings. And my girlfriend called me. I got down on my knees. I had not done the steps by then. Since, you know, I did the first step, but... You know, the third step, I was on the working on that. So I got down on my knees that day. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I lost my job, too, the night before. All of these things happened within, and I called a bunch of people. Nobody was home. I was in bad shape. I got down on my knees, and I started crying. And I surrendered to God. And from that time on, my sobriety changed. And I started doing the steps. I got a guy. I know you're not supposed to work with men, but I was having a problem with sponsors. And this guy said, if you get in enough pain, you're going to work the steps. And you're going to work them the way they are in the book. And so he helped me do the steps the way they are in the book, in the columns and all that. And just, I had to be honest. I was still willing, thank God. I was willing to stay sober, but I had to be honest and get down to the real parts of what was killing me, the poison inside me, you know. So I finally did those steps, and I firmly believe that we have to do them again and again, but that is what really got me on the right, you know. I was on the road, but it was a shaky road. But I firmly believe the steps are here for us. I mean, this is a 12-step program. It's not just going to a meeting program. And I preach that, I know, but it's just part of my sobriety. I am truly blessed. I have problems. You know, we all have problems. I'm getting old and all that, and what am I going to do? When I retire, I don't know if I can, I'm going to have to work the rest of my life the way things are going. But so what? I don't have to drink over it, you know? Wow. You said it did go fast. By the way, Randy, I made the mistake of sitting by him this morning in a meeting, and he got me into this, and I'm glad he did, because I was taught by you people never to turn down an AA request. So here I am, and thank you for letting me share.